And welcome into the gym class for a Monday, a brand new week here on KGYM. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk to Mike Halas, sports columnist of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Plenty to talk about in the world of college football and college basketball, of course. We'll do that with Mike coming up. We'll take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports, let you know about the pick six as well. It's all coming up on the gym class on KGYM. Welcome into the gym class, 1600 AM, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Jeff Downing, our producer today, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight for you. And then at 7 o'clock, it will be on 1600 AM and 106.3, it will be coverage of the national championship game, as it'll be the LSU Tigers and the Clemson Tigers going at it tonight from the Superdome in New Orleans. And that's scheduled for about a 7:10, 7:15 kickoff. You can hear it right here on KGYM. Also, we have for you high school boys basketball tonight on 107.5 FM. It'll be Mount Pleasant at Cedar Rapids, Washington. We'll bring you that game as well tonight, and that will be on 107.5 FM. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Kick off to another week here of 2020.
Looking forward to a great set of NFL games on Saturday and Sunday. Some basketball to revisit since we last talked with you on Friday, and pretty exciting week ahead as well.
It is, but we start off with the news of the moment, and that is, holy cow, it has not been a good 24 hours for the city of Houston, as the Texans coughed up the 24-0 lead against the Chiefs yesterday, and now today, Major League Baseball, I don't even think you can use the term drop the hammer. They're annihilating the Houston Astros today. If you are a baseball fan, if you are a sports fan, I'm sure you know all about this. If you have not heard, within the last half hour or so, Major League Baseball has suspended the general manager and the field manager of the Houston Astros for their parts in the 2017 video scandal when the Astros won the World Series. 2017, correct? They won. I'm getting all messed up. But anyway, their part in that video scandal. And then to top that, in a news conference just a little bit ago, the owner of the Houston Astros has then fired Lujan and Hinch as the general manager and the field manager of the Houston Astros. The Astros also fined, I believe, $5 million. They're going to lose their first and second round draft choices in 2020 and 2021. And that might not be it as far as Major League Baseball has in store for the Astros. And up next on the chopping block could be the Boston Red Sox, because Alex Cora, their manager, was the bench coach back in that year for the Houston Astros, and that season for the Houston Astros. And there are rumors that Cora, if he doesn't get the same punishment, is going to get something that is very, very similar. And we'll see what Boston will elect to do as far as what they see in their future.
One of my first thoughts was, not so long ago, so-called baseball experts pointed to the Houston Astros as this model organization. One that others should pattern themselves after. Perhaps that's true in some respects, but certainly not now. As you mentioned, general manager Jeff Lunau and manager A.J. Hinch are unemployed. And a very lengthy report coming out of the baseball commissioner's office, at the crux of it is this. It says, quote, Alex Cora arranged for a video room technician to install a monitor displaying the center field camera feed immediately outside of the Astros dugout. It says parenthetically, the center field camera was primarily used for player development purposes and was allowed under MLB rules at the time when used for that purpose. The statement from the report goes on, witnesses have provided largely consistent accounts of how the monitor was utilized. One or more players watched the live feed of the center field camera on the monitor, and after decoding the signal, a player would bang a nearby trash can with a bat to communicate the upcoming pitch type to the batter. And also in the report, of course, when there's a runner on second base, the pitcher and catcher have different signals so that the guy on second doesn't steal the signs. So it took a little more sophistication on this monitor. Why is A.J. Hinch in trouble? Well, he was on record as disapproving of this practice and twice destroyed the monitor that I just described. But the bottom line was Hinch didn't stop the practice.
Kind of Paterno-esque here.
And there you have it. That's why he was suspended. That's why he was fired. Lou now as well. And this is, as you mentioned, Alex Cora going to get, Alex Cora hired as the Red Sox manager in 2018.
Alex Cora is going to get probably worse.
And probably worse. This stemmed, should the World Series title be stripped? By the way, the players were absolved. Which is strange to me. They're the ones that watching the monitor, transmitting the signals. And by the way, can you come up with a more sophisticated way of translating, fastball and curveball?
Clonk.
Rather than banging a trash can.
Clonk, clonk.
And how was that heard over the din of the fans at certain, playoff situations, what have you? But this is not good. I mean, that's an understatement, but stealing signs been a part of baseball for a long time, and I always thought it was cool if you can do it. But
without video technology.
Exactly. When technology comes in and you're utilizing it for that purpose, that takes it to a whole different level. 319-366-1600. What do you think? Was the punishment appropriate? Should it have gone further? Did the owner do the right thing in firing the general manager and the manager? What do you think?
Sorry, BJ and Marion. It's a bad day for Houston today. I'd like to hear from you out there on the First Federal Credit Union text line at 319-366-1600. Brought to you by First Federal Credit Union, firstfedcu.com. That is their website. Please be sure to check them out. And yeah, it's... We're in a day and age, though, Mark, where you have so much video technology out there. That's the problem. That's the situation. So much video technology out there. And you don't know what camera is. 99% of them are for legitimate reasons. But now you've heard in the last 2 months, the news breakout as far as the Astros are concerned and what the New England Patriots did with videotaping the game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns to get a leg up on that. It all goes back to the old adage, to the fine sport of racing. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But it's a little bit different take on it as far as that is concerned to this is concerned.
The more I think about this, I mean, if you're a batter and you know a changeup is coming, or you know a fastball or curve or slider is coming, that's a huge advantage.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you still have to put the bat on the ball or take or whatever it may be, but if you know what's coming, It's an incredible advantage.
Oh, darn right it is. And parlayed into a world championship. Darren on the text line. Somebody cheated on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in a similar way. Did they have a trash can on the set? I don't know about that. 21-34, when you steal the signs at second base and are able to relay them to the batter, that's baseball. When you steal signs with technology and relate them to the batter, that's cheating.
That's perfectly said. You and I played baseball. You know, if we're on second base, number one, that's a good thing.
Yeah, if you can relay.
You know, you see a fastball signaled by the catcher, what, your arm straight out, right?
Left arm.
If it's a curveball, you're hanging it down.
Yep.
You know?
Every team's got their own little ways to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not anything new we're letting people know about. That's just the way it is as far as baseball is concerned. Mm-hmm. And if you are on the other team in baseball and you're not smart enough to change the signs or not change them appropriately enough, then that's on you. If I'm going to help my batter, I'm going to help my batter out in any way possible. So, yeah, it is, you know, it's different. It's a totally different situation, and I just cannot imagine all the video technology that was out there and nobody has ever said a word with what went on with the Houston Astros.
13:45 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. I think they should treat the Astros just like they treated USC and strip them of their title.
But it's not going to matter. What are you going to think of? Do you still think of Reggie Bush as a Heisman Trophy winner? Do you still think of the Michigan basketball team back in the day as a national championship winner? You still going to think of the Houston Astros winning the World Series? I mean, you're not going to say, well, the team that Houston beat, well, they're actually the World Series champions. I mean, they're not going to hang a banner in their stadium, are they? That, oh, we're now suddenly the world champions. No one's taking the rings away from them. No one's taking the money away from them. No one's taking the fame away from them.
Different circumstance, but they strip Penn State of wins, football wins, for what happened out there.
They've done that to many teams. Many, many teams. And no one remembers it.
I think some were reinstated. But anyway, Darren on the text line clarifying the cheating on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Apparently his wife coughed to correspond with which letter was the right answer. C, honey, C.
Reminds me of the Cheers episode. No, I really dutched my nose. You have to be a Cheers fan to know what I'm talking about. 316 here on the program, 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in more about what's going on in Houston as far as baseball is concerned. Yesterday there was football.
Is it limited to just Houston and Boston?
You never know. Never know how it plays out. We have the championship games set as far as the National Football League is concerned. The AFC will be Tennessee at Kansas City. And in the NFC, it will be Green Bay at San Francisco. Two good games and some very interesting matchups over the weekend as far as the National Football League is concerned.
As a Kansas City Chiefs fan,
yes.
Have you ever...
I didn't leave the stadium. I wasn't in the stadium.
Have you ever experienced a range of emotions like yesterday?
No. It usually happens late in the game when they give up a lead of 20 points.
Down 24 to nothing, I decided to go to the store. And I get back, it's 24-7. And then Bill O'Brien decides inexplicably to try for a fake punt, which Sorensen.
Dirty Dan Sorensen.
Sorensen made a heck of a play. And then the Avalanche started. Not only does Kansas City win by 20, they ended up leading at halftime after being down 24 to nothing. Craziness.
It was crazy. Did I ever give up hope? No. I was in public, though. I will say this, though. I think you
let me look back at my text feed from you yesterday.
No, it wasn't bad. I will say this. Houston had to help Kansas City, and they helped Kansas City. If I'm Houston and I'm Bill O'Brien, first thing, when it's 21 to nothing and Houston's got the ball on the Kansas City, whatever it was, 12-yard line or something with fourth and a foot, I am going for it. I'm not kicking a field goal. I'm stepping on the throat and going. You didn't come there to do that. And then
maybe you can take points right there, which O'Brien did. Is there any guarantee you're going to make that first down? Probability is very high.
Probability
you
would
are.
With Derrick Henry.
Probability, yeah. Well, not Henry, but
Right. I'm with Carlos Hyde. I'm getting ahead of myself a week. I'm getting ahead of
Deshaun
myself.
Watson, you know,
or Deshaun whatever. Watson, or something. But and then the fake, and I called that, by the way. We will get verbal commitment on that coming up in a little bit.
I think that was a bigger problem than not going for it on fourth down.
I just knew they were going to fake punt it in that situation because they didn't go for it on the fourth and a foot. And I'm thinking to myself, they're going to pull out all the stops today. This is going to be a fake. And there it goes. Boom. And Dan Sorensen stopped him. And then it was 24-14, and then the Chiefs had all the momentum in the world and had time, and it was Katie bar the door after that. So an exact opposite of all the Chiefs playoffs over the last 50 years.
Chiefs going to take on the Titans at home.
Yep.
What do you think about that? Well, the Titans have been very, very impressive with the guy you mentioned, Derrick Henry, rushing for almost 200 yards.
It's going to sound very bad in that I'm backing myself into a corner. But talking with other Chiefs fans, talking with my son, the one team that this team fears, I think, is the Tennessee Titans. Because there is one type of team that could be the kryptonite for the Chiefs, and that is a big, strong, physical team with a big, strong, physical runner that can keep the ball away from them. And that's what Tennessee is. And Tennessee's already beaten the Chiefs this year down in Nashville. And I'm not saying it's going to happen again. I think the Chiefs got an excellent shot of winning, but I think it's going to be a very, very tough game and a very, very close game because of Derrick Henry. He's just right now, he's the man. He is the man out there. But I like the Chiefs situation.
On the other side of things, you have Green Bay going to San Francisco. And I'd say hats off to Green Bay. I thought Green Bay largely played a very good game, but, you know, Seattle was in it right there till the end.
They won the second half.
They certainly did. And then San Francisco, man, that defense. Terrific, terrific defense. And did enough on offense with Garoppolo and the three running backs. That's a very good football team.
2 weeks off, you're a little bit rusty. And I think we saw that a little bit at the beginning of the Chiefs game. I think we saw that at the beginning of the Niner game a little bit. I believe I said this at the beginning of the picks as far as our pick six, which we will get to before 4 o'clock. I still do, and it's what they say, hindsight's 20/20, but I said, if I'm the Baltimore Ravens, I do not sit guys at last week. And it came back to haunt them. They were rusty. They were out of sorts. Their timing was amazingly off, and they got run. They absolutely got run in that game.
They did. Some people bagging on Lamar Jackson today, which I totally don't get. This guy had 508 of Baltimore's 530 yards in total offense. Rushing and passing, 508 total yards. Yes, he was intercepted twice.
Now, Tennessee was playing a lot of prevent in the fourth quarter.
Baltimore had a fumble as well, three turnovers, and Tennessee capitalized on all of them. But to throw Lamar Jackson under the bus, I think, is disingenuous today.
After it wasn't, you know, it was a team loss. It was a team loss for Baltimore. And that was the one that really was the head scratcher. We'll talk a little basketball as well coming up here before we talk to Mike Halas. But let's go to the phones and bring in our friend John from Columbus Junction. I believe a 49er fan is probably pretty darn happy at this point. Hi, John.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Yes, I would say the only team that was prepared to play was the Packers and the 49ers this weekend and the Tennessee Titans. With that being said, I'm not going to be throwing anybody from Baltimore under the bus unless it's the coach for having his players set that extra week.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. It's always bad. Just ask Peyton Manning how many championships he missed out on because they took a couple weeks off during the regular season. It never worked out well.
I agree.
But at the end of the day, the Ravens just couldn't stop Derrick Henry. And that's why Derrick Henry's going to Kansas City to steamroll through the Chiefs this weekend.
Well, I hope
so. I hope too. All I know is that my wager that I made at the beginning of the year is looking better and better as the weeks go by. I'm going to say right now it's going to be the 49ers and the Titans in Miami, and the Niners are going to win it by 11 points.
11? You're next already week. Giving our Super Bowl pick.
Yeah, 11. Yeah, Niners by 11.
All right.
Well, over the Titans. I'm right. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll own it, guys.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call.
Yep. Have a good one.
324, John from Columbus Junction.
I'm just guessing here. John has a ticket that says 49ers win the Super Bowl.
It's looking pretty
good.
Should
have asked him what kind of odds he got.
It's looking pretty good right now as far as that is concerned. Hey, I'll be first one to say I like the place where the Chiefs are, but one team that scares me more than Baltimore did was the Tennessee Titans. And Chiefs get by that one. I think they'll be okay. We'll see. 319-366-1600 here at 325. We'll talk a little men's and women's basketball for you. The polls, latest polls are out. The Iowa men just missed out on getting into the top 25. Great to see Ohio State still in there at number 22, though.
What?
Is there 1-4 in the Big Ten? Yeah, Ohio State's 22nd. Once you get in the top 25 at this, starting at about this this time of the year,
it's tied for last place in the Big Ten.
You don't get out of the top 25 unless you really fall apart. John's going to answer your question. He's back here. John, you got go ahead. You got the answer for Mark?
I do. 40-1 odds.
No way. No way.
Yes way.
If the Niners win, we're coming down to Columbus Junction for a big shootout.
If the Niners win, I'm coming up there and taking you guys out for lunch.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Later, guys.
Thanks, John.
40-1.
It didn't take him long to call back, too,
no,
did it?
No.
319-366-1600 here at 326. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little basketball with Iowa and Iowa State and UNI as well when we come back.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate. DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, Savings Buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Live sports and great smart rock go hand in hand. Take KGYM and Smart FM everywhere you go with the free KGYM app and the free Smart FM app. Sports and your favorite music on your mobile device with a touch of a button. For the home game or the road trip, get the KGYM app and Smart FM app for free today from your app store or KGYMradio.com and smartrockin.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class 329 here on KGYM. A reminder, the KGYM is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to your event, and if selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to KGYMradio.com for more information. Also give you more information coming up in a little bit about the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. And that is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind the Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot. We will have this week's edition of the Pick 6, the results, before 4 o'clock. We do have a poll question up at KGYMradio.com.
We do indeed. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Very simple. This year's college football national champion will be Clemson,
the Tigers,
or LSU. Tigers is a good guess, Scott. I'm going to show you your work a little bit more there. Thanks to Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, basketball over the weekend as well. Let's start off with yesterday. The Iowa women's basketball team continues to astound. Won their 30th straight at home, which is the nation's second longest winning streak at home, as Iowa came from behind in the last 4 minutes to take it to overtime and then a second overtime before downing 12th-rated Indiana yesterday at Carver-Hawkeye. I believe it was 91-86 was the final score. Iowa now 85, okay. Iowa in the top 25 now at number 22, and Kathleen Doyle for the second straight week is the Big Ten Player of the Week. So congratulations to the senior out of Illinois.
Well, it was just a whale of a game. I watched a good part of it, and Kathleen Doyle was tremendous. 31 points and 10 assists. Came one rebound short of a triple-double. Man, she was really, really good, as was Zanano inside before she fouled out. And Mackenzie Meyer
hit some big threes down the stretch.
Some huge threes, and I had a drive to the basket that was very big, and all of a sudden, Iowa is in a four-way tie for first place with Northwestern, Rutgers, and Indiana. Later this week, Iowa goes to Minnesota. That's a Thursday night game.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, and that'll be a tough one there, but Iowa winning back-to-back home games against rated teams for the first time in just a little bit over 2 years, so congratulations. And we will talk tomorrow with Lisa Bluter, head women's basketball coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes on the program. And that will be just after we come on the air at about 3:05.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk with Coach Bluder coming up tomorrow as Iowa into the top 25. Iowa men just outside the top 25 in the AP. They are number 26, if you care to do that. Creighton, I think, got about single-digit number of votes just ahead of the Hawkeyes. But, yes, and Ohio State is 22, Mark. I knew that would make your day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
1-4. But the Hawkeyes' latest on C.J. Frederick, and we'll talk about this a little bit more with Mike Halas coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sounds like a little bit maybe more optimism as far as CJ coming back at some point during the year. Was still in the walking boot on Friday night. Iowa goes to Evanston to take on Northwestern tomorrow night. Northwestern coming off their first victory of the year over the weekend in the Big Ten as they knocked off the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And it's still a topsy-turvy Big Ten.
Yeah, we should stop being surprised at all the results. Purdue beating Michigan State by nearly 30 yesterday, dealing the Spartans a first loss in the league. It's every week. We should not be surprised anymore about some of the results in the Big Ten. Now, Iowa goes to Northwestern, another winnable game similar to the Nebraska game. Northwestern 1-4 in the league, 6-9 overall. Very winnable game, but I would not put it in the back pocket real quickly.
Yeah, true. 319-366-1600. Iowa State with a win they much needed on Saturday night against Oklahoma.
Oh, did you hear Hilton Magic is back?
It's back from one night anyway.
Oh, it was poof, it was gone.
And now it's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they dismantled Oklahoma like Kansas dismantled Iowa State. But Iowa State really needed that because this week Iowa State heads to number 2, Baylor on Wednesday night, and top 25 and defending national runner-up Texas Tech on Saturday. So two toughies for Iowa State, both on the road coming up this week. And you and I got 10 votes in the AP poll as AJ
should be getting more.
Yeah, AJ Green and the Panthers lit up preseason pick Missouri State on the road at the Hammond Center in Springfield on Saturday. Beat them by almost 25. Panthers are rolling right now. Rolling. So
it's a very good basketball team and currently leading the Missouri Valley Conference. Be interesting to see how far this team can go.
True. Very much so. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up next and talk a little hoops and football with Mike after this.
Microsoft will no longer be supporting Windows 7 January of 2020. Everybody needs to be on Windows 10. We tell them exactly what PCs can be upgraded, what PCs may need to be replaced, and that way they know and the options are out there for them. Just call and say, I know I need to upgrade to Windows 10. Don't know where to start.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Lowe's helps pros like you save every day on what you need to get the job done right. And no matter how big the job, we have the quantities you need in stock. Have trim work to do? Save big every day when you purchase molding pro packs compared to single sticks. And finish off the job with 25% off Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, interior and exterior paint plus primer via rebate. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 116 through 122, U.S. only.
In search of a battery that won't let you down, even in the lowest temperatures? We've got you covered at America's number one battery destination. At AutoZone, we have the proven tough Duralast batteries you need to drive with peace of mind this winter. They're tested in extreme conditions, which means you can count on them to deliver when you need them most. Stop in today or visit AutoZone.com, and we'll help you find the start you're looking for.
Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Back with you in the gym class, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Clemson and LSU, that's the national championship game tonight. We've got it at 7 o'clock for you, 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. We've got boys high school basketball, a special Monday night non-conference game. Mount Pleasant in town to take on the Washington Warriors. We'll have it at 7:30 on 107.5 FM, actually about 7:20. We'll have that game for you coming up tonight for you on KGYM. More basketball tomorrow night. Regina's at West Branch in a doubleheader starting at 5:50 on 106.3 FM. And myself and Ryan Lersman will be over at Kennedy tomorrow night. Kennedy and Dubuque Senior. That will be boys basketball tomorrow night. That will be at 7:20 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Michael Oss, kind enough to join us on Mondays. You can read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Halas, who joins us here on this Monday, the 13th of January. And Mike, the continuous topsy-turvy world of Big Ten basketball continues to amaze, and you came out with a story saying that 10 points is what the more than likely is what home court advantage is for Big Ten home teams, right?
Well, that's what Stephen Bardo of Big Ten Network said Saturday. I heard that and it struck me, because that's the kind of thing you just generally don't hear network commentators say. I mean, it's a really bold statement. 10 points. I think that you've heard 3, maybe 4. But in the Big Ten, he said 10. And at first listen, that sounds a little, exaggerated. It sounds almost crazy. But look at the scores. I mean, yesterday, Purdue beats Michigan State at home by, what was it, 29?
Mm-hmm. Almost 30, yep.
The week before, Purdue goes to Illinois and loses by 26. You look at Iowa. At home, Iowa beat Minnesota by 20, and then Friday night it beat Maryland by, I forget the exact score, 18 or 19. Those are two good teams. Maryland was ranked 12th in the country when it came to Iowa City. I think it was an inflated 12th, but still, Maryland had not won away from home. Iowa goes on the road last week to Nebraska, a Big Ten team of little repute loses. And so you've got Iowa going into Northwestern tomorrow, and I think talent-wise, Northwestern is right there at the bottom of the league. It's lost home games to Merrimack, to Radford, to Hartford. It's not a good team, okay? But once you get there and it's a Big Ten game, it seems like all bets are off.
Mike, in that Iowa-Maryland game, maybe a pretty obvious question, but did it become very apparent, if it wasn't already so, that as Joe Wieskamp goes, so goes this team?
Well, yeah, I would say so. The thing is, even last Tuesday, he makes one of 10 three-pointers, and we all write about that because that's so un-Wieskamp. But the fact is, he had 21 points in that game, and he made a lot of plays to keep the team afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when he had a bad shooting game. His all-around game against Maryland was fantastic. I mean, the 26 points career high was, you know, the obvious trumpet note, but there was so much more than that. The rebounding, the keeping possessions alive, the steals, just the headiness and the intensity. I mean, you look at some of the photos from that game of him, it seems like every one of them, his face is red and he is just ready to unleash, you know, Hades on the Terrapins. And that's the side to him that you don't always see. I mean, he's a very composed player. He keeps his emotions in check. But after that game at Nebraska, it was this, excuse me, as if he had some demons to unleash on the Terrapins, and he did just that.
Good thing for Iowa, too, because they needed that victory. And they go to Northwestern and Evanston tomorrow night, and like you said, is not going to be easy. Northwestern's coming off their first Big Ten victory. Talk about home courts, they knocked off Nebraska on Saturday, and short turnaround again. Fran McCaffrey talked about C.J. Frederick. I don't expect to see C.J. Frederick tomorrow night, but I guess there was a little bit more optimism today.
Yes, he said that he thinks that he'll be back. The question is not if, but when. It won't be tomorrow, but, I mean, realistically, they ought to win the game without him. I mean, their seven guys are better than Northwestern's seven guys. And that's what Northwestern's playing with, too. This is sort of an even Steven deal, personnel-wise. It's incredible, almost. Northwestern has a freshman guard averaging 10 points a game who's got a stress fracture in his left foot, and he's out indefinitely. Iowa's got a freshman guard who's averaging 10 points. He's got a stress reaction in his left foot. He's out indefinitely. Iowa has a senior guard who, after 10 games, shut it down. Medical red shirt, hip surgery. Northwestern has a starting guard who's a junior. After 10 games, shut it down. Shoulder surgery. So they're not playing with a full deck personnel-wise either. And whether their seven bodies can keep up with Iowa's seven, and it's more than that if you – you know, throw in Riley Till and maybe even Austin Ashe. It's going to be a pretty tough thing for Northwestern tomorrow night. They struggled to get by Nebraska at home. I see no reason Iowa doesn't win this game.
Mike, if I could give you a number, the most losses you could afford in the Big Ten and still win the championship.
20 games, the most, 6.
Ooh.
Yeah, 6.
You take 14-6.
Yeah, I think Michigan State's probably going to sweep their schedule at home, and all they would have to do on the road is go 4-6 to meet that. I'm sure they'll find more than 4 wins, but maybe somebody will catch them in Lansing, East Lansing, excuse me. Close enough. But, I mean, that Michigan State goes to Purdue and gets drubbed like that, they'll lose other road games. I mean, look, you got Michigan coming into Iowa Friday night, and Michigan's not playing all that well, having real defensive problems. So I would think Iowa would be a slight favorite to win that game, and you can just go down the line. You know, I mean, yesterday, Michigan got off to a great start to get at Minnesota, but it's like, well, let's wait and see over 40 minutes. And sure enough, Minnesota caught and passed them. You know, when you're at Purdue, it's going to be tough. But, boy, Michigan State was terrible, and Purdue was locked in. So, I don't know. I mean, anybody who can win 3 or 4 road games is going to be a contender.
That's what's going to make the conference tournament in Indianapolis so much fun, if we dare to look 2 months ahead. If we dare to do that anyway, but... Man, you could play that thing, and I guess it's an old cliche, but you could play it 10 times, and you're going to have 10 different champions, I think, with this. But I guess we'll see.
Well, also, is we don't know what's going to happen between now and then personnel-wise.
Exactly.
Other guys will fall by the wayside. I would think a few players would emerge. What Iowa's got to have is what they got Friday night. You've got to have Cordell Pemsel playing well off the bench. You need more from Bakari Evelyn. And if your five starters stay okay, and then let's say Frederick can come back and contribute, you've got a good eight-player thing going. But you need those guys off the bench to get it done. Pemsel Friday night was really good.
Yeah.
But he's been in and out. There's no question in my mind how much he wants to play well, and maybe it's just a matter of what the minutes he's going to be getting on a regular basis that maybe that'll help him play well.
New three-point weapon, by the way, Cordell Pemsel.
Yeah, but you know, they had a stretch where they peeled off 7 points, and he was directly involved in all 7 points, and he had as many assists at halftime Friday night as the whole Maryland team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very – that pleases him. I asked him about it after the game, and he got a big grin out of that because he's a guy who truly loves to set teammates up. And, you know, a fourth-year player who does that, that's a pretty good start for a coach to be bringing somebody off the bench who's got that mentality.
Well, women's basketball may or may not be your thing, and I don't mean you, Mike. I mean the listeners and whatnot. But, man, I watched that game yesterday, Iowa-Indiana in double overtime. I said, men and women, that was a heck of a basketball game, and Lisa Bluter is doing a whale of a job knocking off two ranked teams here recently.
Yeah, I watched it, too. I caught the second half and the two overtimes. And you're right. I mean, that was just flat-out good basketball. Indiana's got a really good team, and I was never convinced Iowa was going to put them away until late in the second overtime because Indiana just kept coming and coming back at them, and vice versa. Kathleen Doyle just had that eye of the tiger,
mm-hmm.
You know, dating back to Rocky Balboa days. I've always enjoyed that phrase, but she just she had that look in her face like, we're going to find a way to win this one way or another. And she was brilliant. And here they are, you know, headed back into the rankings. It would, you know, tied for top in the Big Ten with a team that lost the best player in the country. So, I mean, and the crowd, you could hear it off. Usually, even when the crowd's good in Carver, you can't get the full idea of it from television. But I really sensed it watching that game yesterday. It was like 7,500 fans, but it sounded like they made enough noise for 15,000.
Yeah, yeah, and a good win for the Iowa women. Michael Oz joining us here, Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM at 3:50. I think we got to start talking about UNI basketball.
Yeah.
This is a team right now that's owning the Missouri Valley Conference ever since the bad start to the second half at Illinois State, kind of a little speed bump there to start off the Valley season. But they went down to Springfield and just absolutely tore apart the team that's supposed to pick this league.
Yeah, they're good. They established that in November and December, and you alluded to the conference opener at Illinois State, and they lost, and it was disappointing, of course. It happens. Road games in the conference, but they shrugged it off against Missouri State. They were dominant. I mean, they came out of the gates and just as the road team just blew Missouri State away. AJ Green is one of these little secrets in college basketball that I don't expect to be a secret for a whole lot longer nationwide. The things he's doing are simply the things of a winner. He had 28 points in the last game, but this is, I mean, he has just been, the consistency is, I mean, it's been to me like Wieskamp. Wieskamp in the last several games has been a model of consistency. I mean, forget that shooting game in Nebraska. he's averaging, I think, 22.5 over the last four games. Well, Green is right there, too. And it's not just him. I mean, Austin Fife, whose father played at UNI back in the 90s and played quite well, I'll say. Austin's following in the footsteps nicely as a big guy. And Isaiah Brown's a good player. And they've got themselves – they're not a dull plodding team like some UNI teams are, usually when UNI is ordinary. When UNI is good, it's a fun team to watch, and this team has evolved into a team that I think is a pretty fun team to watch.
Mike, tonight's the national championship game. It's been 2 weeks since the semifinals. I think the people that organize this thing maybe missed the boat taking so much time off, but I'll ask you, I'm going to watch, but I'm not sure how much I care. What about you?
See, I think I've heard comments like that the last few years. And then people start watching, and it's like they get wrapped up in it. I feel the same way you do, Mark. I mean, I'm aware that it's on, and I got to remember to turn it on. But then if you start watching, unless it's a one-sided game, and it's like, ooh, this is pretty high-level stuff, you know, with all the drama and all the importance attached to it. And here, 3.5 hours later, you've just invested your entire night in it.
Yeah. The Bachelor is on tonight, Mike.
Hey.
Why didn't they have that when I was a bachelor?
I could picture you on the
Bachelor.
I'm
waiting for the senior version.
Oh, God. I'd run those women through the gamut. I mean, it would be, the questions and the tasks and the, I mean, let's face it, it'd be one of the greatest things in the history of television.
As long as, okay, we can have a senior edition as long as it's not on the beach. Please, everyone, keep their shirts on.
There's no need for it now. None whatsoever. I lucked out, and I'm a very happy man.
Yes, very. We're all very lucky, aren't we?
We end the segment, I'm sitting here in studio, as I do every Monday through Friday, with the multiple state play-by-play voice of the year, Scott Unash. And Mike, you're a multiple Iowa Sports Writer of the Year, I heard. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, congrats, Mike.
Well, thanks. I would have voted for somebody else, but, it's very nice.
Well, enjoy your award, man. Enjoy your award. Mm-hmm. All right, Mike. Appreciate it. We'll keep reading at thegazette.com and following on Twitter at Halas. And
get back to us when you win the Pulitzer, okay?
Yeah. Don't hold your breath now.
Straight into Illinois and straight back, Mike. Oh, hey. I did call. Mike and I were together with others yesterday. I did call the fake punt, didn't I?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'll say this was a rotten call on your part.
Said they were going to do it, though. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Mike Halas, read his stuff at thegazette.com, the Gazette columnist. We'll take a break, come back, let you know about the pick six from the weekend, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, right after this on KGYM.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most, and will even help you save. Get up to 30% off 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags of select in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation. And save 15% on your next purchase of 10 or more rigid, EMT, and PVC electrical conduit and fittings. Order at lowesforpros.com and pick up in store, where our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 116 to 122. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
O'Reilly. This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Back in the Gym Class 358, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They are coming your way next on KGYM. Among their guests, John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, will be coming up at about 4:35 today. Emil's Hideaway pick six. $30 gift certificate going out to Mark. Not you. Another Mark. Who hitched their wagon up to yours truly.
Sky Unis 6-0 this week. A perfect 6-0. That's redundant. Yes, I know, but he was 6-0. Mark, enjoy that gift card. The Claire, thanks for sitting in the last two weeks. She of the morning scramble. The gym class gains five more games on the Todd Brommelkamp Show and now is 15 games up.
I don't think we can give that away. I don't think we can Brendan Steele that lead.
That's what Bill O'Brien said.
Well, yeah, true. But he helped. He helped. But, yeah, thanks to Mark for hitching their wagon up to me.
Yeah.
And we'll try it again on Friday with more picks coming your way with the Emil's pick six.
And a new guest picker, I presume.
Yeah, we got a new guest picker coming. So we'll have to wait and see who that is going to be coming up on Friday to help us out a little bit. But, yeah, thank you very much, everybody, for playing along. We do appreciate it. Washington hosting Mount Pleasant and boys basketball tonight. I'll have that for you at 7:30, along with Phil Dunn on 107.5 FM. And then we've got coverage of LSU and Clemson, the national championship football game tonight at 7 o'clock, 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Talk to you tomorrow.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
BO Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi, Astros GM Jeff Luhnow, and manager AJ Hinch fired after MLB announced earlier.